Enrollment Crisis. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this March 18th regular meeting of Orville City Council. One of us is enough. Okay, here we go. All right. We'll open this evening in prayer with Pastor John Mopus from Orville Christian Church.
Thank you, Mr. President. Let's pray. Father, we just want to pause tonight as we begin this meeting. We want to humble ourselves before you. God, we acknowledge that you are God, and without you, we are nothing and can do nothing. You are the Creator. You're the Ruler. You are our Redeemer. Father, we need you so much. And Father, I just pray that you would fill this space tonight. Guide these city leaders, God, in every decision. Give them wisdom. Give them direction. Just pray for your grace and your strength in their life. God, we're so thankful to live in a city like Orville. And God, as your Son taught us to pray, we pray that your kingdom would come and your will would be done in our personal lives, in our neighborhoods, in our workplaces, in our schools. God, right here in this space tonight. God, we love you. And again, just pray for your blessing on this meeting. Guide the agenda, and we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Pastor John? We have the roll call, please.
Handwerk.
Here.
The Spirit.
Here.
Lax.
Here.
Davies.
Mr. Davies is excused.
Carr.
Here.
Shanklin.
Here.
Squirrel.
You should have received a copy of the meeting minutes from the March 4th and the special meeting on March 11th. We have a motion to approve the minutes. Mr. Lax moves. Ms. Carr seconds.
Asparis.
Yes.
Lax.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Motion passes.
We have no standing committee reports tonight, we have no public comment tonight, so we'll move on to our standing committee reports. We'll begin with our Finance Committee. Mr. Lax.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance Committee has not met, therefore we have no report.
Thank you, sir. Our Health and Safety Committee. Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Safety has not met, and I have no report for tonight.
Thank you. And our Parks and Recreation Committee. Mr. Henworth.
Thank you, Mr. President. Parks and Rec has not met, therefore I have no report. However, we are planning to meet in April.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Very good. Our Planning Committee, Ms. Carr.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Planning Committee has not met. I have no report.
Thank you. Our Ordinance and Personnel Committee, Ms. Squirrel.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Ordinance and Personnel has not met, so therefore I have no report.
Thank you. And our Transportation Committee, Mr. Shanklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Transportation Committee has not met, therefore I have no report. But I will say that there is various work projects going around town. Just slow down and be careful around those areas.
Thank you. We have no special committee reports, so we'll move on to our administrative reports. So we'll begin with Mayor Quiven.
Thank you, Mr. President. Our Employee of the Month for March is continuing with Tony Wilson from our Finance Department and was nominated by our Finance Director, Janet Strimlin. Tony's noteworthy journey with the city spans 3 decades, marking a significant milestone in 2023 with 30 years of dedicated service. She started as an accounts payable clerk and has been consistently progressing in responsibilities from a payroll role clerk to the current accountant. She holds an associate degree in accounting from the University of Akron, and we We appreciate all that she does, and congratulations to Tony for being our March Employee of the Month. Recently, over the past couple weeks, I've attended a Heartland meeting and met with the United Way staff, and I've also been able to visit some of our businesses like Quality Castings and had a nice conversation with Matt Nicholas and the Nucor company with Dave Copley. This past weekend, we did have some activity around our downtown and the walking trail. We had over 120 people from Moorville and surrounding communities join in the March Madness walk this past Saturday, and that was sponsored by Growing Healthy Habits. And participants enjoyed walking in the trail and getting screening and information. They actually were shooting some basketballs and just got some wellness tips. And there were some giveaways by local businesses along the walk. So thank you to all of our businesses who supported and made this day a success. And that concludes my report.
Questions or comments? All right, we'll move on then to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. This week is Severe Weather Awareness Week. And as part of that, we do participate with the state of Ohio in our tornado drill testing. That will be this Wednesday at 9:50 a.m. So if you do hear the siren go off, we did have them go off the other night as a result of a tornado warning, and that was probably the clearest and loudest I've heard them since I've been here. But we will have the test on Wednesday. It is only a test. The Service Department is working, as Councilman Shanklin mentioned, on projects, as well as Dominion is out. Dominion was out on market today. Service Department is working on a basin and stormwater line repair, and that's over on the corner of Oak and Mill, so they're working on both Oak and Mill as a part of that project. And finally, the Compost Center is scheduled to open April 3rd. That's the first Wednesday of April. The compost hours of operation are the same as they have traditionally been, which is 7:30 a.m. to 11:15 a.m., and then 12:15 p.m. to 3:15 p.m., and then Saturdays from 8 to noon. Reminder that the materials that are accepted are those that will compost leaves, grass, branches, shrub trimmings, and trees, excluding stumps and roots. And that's my report for tonight.
So a quick question, are the materials that are out there, are those available to residents?
There is mulch out there that's available, yes.
Like there's like some concrete, busted up concrete, is that available too, or no?
Well, I guess if someone really wants some.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have any brick left. That was traditionally what we would sell. The mulch is available. You have to just pick up. We don't do anything in regards to helping load or anything, but it's there for you to pick up.
Okay. Thank you. And our Utilities Director, Mr. Brediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities, I have no comments tonight.
Bless you. Our Finance Director, Ms. Kerblin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance held a meeting with Council on March 11th. At that time, we reviewed the final appropriations in detail. We also discussed some projects that are planned for the year, including the Depot Park and annual street repairs. For the utilities, we plan on doing some roof repairs, in addition to continuing our work on the substation upgrades. Since that time, I believe myself or my fellow directors have answered any questions that you had, and so I think we're ready for the third final reading this evening. That's all I have.
All right, thank you. Our Law Director, Mrs. Kirk Brown.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. I have no report, and so we can move on in our agenda to old business.
Resolution 524. I move that this resolution be put up for a reading.
Second. Mr. Shanklin, seconds.
Black.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Handwork.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 524. A resolution to make appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures of the City of Moorville, State of Ohio, during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2024, and declaring an emergency.
I did have someone contact me this week wanting to have that phrase clarified, declaring an emergency. What does that mean? And so I explained that normally after legislation is adopted, there's a 30-day waiting period. until it actually goes into effect. So when we have this declaring an emergency clause, all it does is waive that 30-day waiting period and allows it to go into effect immediately. So I try to explain that every once in a while, but I didn't have another question this week. So any questions or discussions on this resolution? All right, are you ready to vote?
I move that resolution 524 be adopted as read.
Second, Carr.
Carr.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Wax.
Yes.
Motion passes.
We move on to new business.
Ordinance A24. I move that this ordinance be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Handwerk.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Wax.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Ordinance A24. An ordinance amending Chapter 1104, Use Table of the Zoning Code of the City of Orville, Ohio.
Discussion, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Hopefully everyone got my memo that I had sent out earlier. This ordinance actually adds tattoos and body piercing shops as a conditional use in the downtown area, which is also known as the Central Business Development District. Historically, tattoo and body piercing shops have been conditional uses in the downtown, but was removed as part of our zoning process revision in 2020. What brought this issue to light is Genesis Beauty Salon, located on Water Street. Utilizes a microblading process, some probably are more familiar with that than I am, but which creates a semi-permanent, and I looked this up, by the way, it's not my own knowledge on this.
All right, we'll let you go with that.
It's an eyebrow process for their customers, obviously. The health department regulates that process as a tattoo. Thus, they would not be allowed to utilize that process, and there's a few others, I believe, that we, related to the eyebrows as well, that are would fall underneath the tattoo process. So we are requesting adding the tattoo and body piercing shops into the use table as a conditional use. Conditional uses are still reviewed by the Planning Commission and can be approved or denied depending on what the request is. So. It just adds an extra tool in that box for us for situations such as the salon. I would ask that we allow it to go at least two and then can go three readings if need be.
I'll be accompanying Mayor Plyman as he tests the service. Any questions or comments? Mr. Hayward.
Is the change just in the CBD?
It is.
Okay.
Yep.
Clearly just that district. But.
Yes, sir.
Anything else? All right, we can move along.
Okay. Resolution 924. I move that this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second.
Who was the second?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Shanklin. I forgot that. I was thinking about microblading.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Wax.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 924. A resolution authorizing the Director of Utilities of the City of Orville, Ohio, to enter into a contract and/or contracts without bidding for cleaning of the primary and secondary digesters at the wastewater plant and declaring an emergency.
We're doing digesting at the wastewater plant. That's interesting. Can you tell us more?
We do that every day, every hour of every day.
Okay.
We digest things. I did send out a memo on March 13th briefly describing what we're doing here. These tanks are part of our wastewater treatment system that periodically get cleaned, and the memo stated the last time we did this was in 2008, so they're routinely cleaned, but on a very long time period, and
we can judge the degradation and the filling up of these tanks, and there's an elaborate piping system that pumps air, oxygenated air, into these tanks, and water mixture to help out in the process. And so we have to clean these things every now and then to keep the efficiency up in the plant to be able to treat the material as it kind of comes in. Normally, these are covered under the utilities and ordinances, but our outside service estimates have been coming in a little bit higher than we anticipated the past year and a half or so. We're not expecting this to be over $75,000. We're expecting it to be in the $60,000 to $75,000 ranges, but in the off chance that our vendors are not aligned with our crystal balls, we're just getting this legislation in place out of an abundance of caution. Regardless of what the cost comes in, we have the monies funded in our revenue fund there. So I don't think we'll need it, but if we do, it'll save us some time to come back in here and have to scramble some legislation after we get after we take the proposals in. You have to answer any questions on there. This is not time sensitive. Sooner we get the legislation approved, we'll formally go out and get the bids for it. But it's the council's pleasure there, but it's not rushed. Happy to take any questions on this.
I move that the rules and regulations and statutes requiring the reading of resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Mr. Lax, I believe.
Hendrick?
Yes.
The Spears?
Yes.
Lax?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Motion passes.
I move that resolution 924 be adopted as read.
Shanklin, second.
The Spears?
Yes.
Lax?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Motion passes.
That concludes our new business, and so we'll now move on to our Fire Department annual report with Chief Bishop.
The invite. It's always a pleasure to come tell you what's going on for the last past year at the Orville Fire Department and the Orville Firefighters Association. As 2023 came to a close, what a whirlwind year it was. 2023, we responded to 231 fire and 931 EMS calls for a total of 1162 calls for service. These numbers are on pace for the three previous years. Over the past 5 years, the members, officers of the UFD responded to an average of 1,093 calls per year. To put this in further perspective, during my first year as a firefighter in 1980, we responded to a total of 216 fire and EMS calls. Without question, staffing of all shifts is the biggest single change in 2023. For the last 168 years, the valiant members of the Roosevelt Fire Department have answered the call for the citizens of this great community. We've all fought the good fight, but as times change, the Roosevelt Fire Department must also change. This change has been an extremely difficult challenge that has not been taken lightly. Numerous meetings with Mayor Hanwart, Director Wheeler, Director Strimlin, Council Safety Chairman Aspiris, HR Manager McFerrin, Assistant Chief Ballantyne, and myself have resulted in a solution that provides superior protection and service to both our citizens and our department members. As a result of this planning, note the following statistics. Daytime response have dropped approximately 3.5 minutes. Although night shift continues to respond from home, night response times have dropped approximately 30 seconds. As this building process enters phase two in 2024, a tremendous amount of work remains. Thus far, I believe we've hit a triple, not quite a home run, but extremely close. Our apparatus replacement plan continues on schedule. With action taken by both City Council and City Administration, we were able to secure a locked-in price on both units, thus avoiding double-digit inflation pricing. Heavy Rescue 63, our busiest company, was ordered in February of 23 with a delivery date of December 25. Ladder Tower 66 was ordered in October 23 with an anticipated delivery date sometime late in 26 or early 27. Unbelievable. This will be our first mid-mount 100-foot aerial, approximately 8 feet shorter than our current Ladder 66, but allowing an additional 15 feet of extended ladder reach. A huge shout out to Councilman Aspiris and his committee for their support in these projects. I would be remiss in not mentioning Mayor Hanwick's final year with us as head of the City of Orville. He has been a true friend to the UFD and the Orville Firefighter Association. We wish you nothing but the best in your well-deserved, well-earned retirement. To retired Police Chief Matt Burpeck, we wish you the same. The UFD and the Orville Firefighter Association have had and will continue to have great working relationships with the OPD, and we know that will continue with Chief Seiler. Mayor Plyburn, we congratulate you on your election and look forward to a great working relationship with you in the coming years. As in 2023 as well as 2024, we are extremely grateful to the City Administration, especially Steve Wheeler and Janet Strimlin, for addressing our needs and taking care of us. Both have worked extremely hard at managing the financial and operational demands of the City of Orville while addressing the needs of both the citizens as well as the members of the Orville Fire Department. In addition, we appreciate the support of Director Brediger and City Council. Your contributions does not go unnoticed. Both fire and emergency medical service operations as well as Orville Firefighter Association activities would not be possible without your continued commitment. Our members are the true heroes, continually answering the call 24/7, 365 is a true tribute to who they really are. Lord knows, maybe, just maybe, you've earned a glimpse of light shining at the end of the staffing change tunnel. Respectfully, Chief Bishop. Current members down right now to about 22 active members. Total hours worked 17,370, which comes out to about 790 hours per person during the year. Total calls for the City of Orville, you can see 956, and then the townships 51, Green Township 82, East Union 39, Sugar Creek 15, and the other ones would be mutual aids. The city does have contracts with those other townships. The dollar amount you see there, $247,326, that's probably going to go up. We have never gotten a final dollar loss on the warehouse fire on Westwood and the house fire we had at Christmas on West Market Street. That just shows you that the amount of calls. You can still see 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., 609 calls. It's still our busiest time. Second busiest, 6 o'clock at night to midnight, 397 calls. We responded to 54 mutual aid calls helping these other departments throughout the year. And we requested, I believe it was like 9 times that they different departments had come and helped us. As they mentioned earlier with the shifts, this is just kind of a shows you where we ended up with. From 123 to August 31st, 657. On September 1st, when we went into the staffing, and keep in mind that that's only Monday through Friday, weekends and evenings are still being responded to from home. We dropped it almost 3.5 minutes from the time of alarm to get on the road. Second shift, as I mentioned, we dropped about 30 seconds on that, but they're still coming from home on those calls and on the weekends and holidays. That just is a graph showing the same thing. The red is on the road, the taupe brown is on scene, and then the green, how long each call takes. This is on an average. Some of the fires this last year. This one shows the with the collection. And this is a kind of a hard one, and Jean Galt does an excellent job. She takes care of this. If you notice on EMS invoice, which is $557,000 versus what's collected, and that shows an 88%. If you look at those numbers, that's actually about a 45%. But Jean can tell you this is that's what we actually invoice, but there's a formula for what you're actually allowed to bill. So that number is kind of off from that. So it is an 88% collection rate that we are collecting for EMS calls. There's the amount, there's the different kind of calls we've gone on to, the medical illnesses, traumas, cardiacs, strokes, DOAs. COVID is down. We went on 18 COVID confirmed COVID calls last year. One that's not up there, we did respond to 54 car wrecks last year, MVAs. Fire prevention. This group, we get school tourists coming to the station. We go to different places. We do fire extinguisher training. A lot of that we do at a lot of the businesses and factories do that yearly. We'll go and do that for all their employees. Fire safety program, again, we partner with the National Fire Safety Council, and our businesses in town are very supportive of this and support this very well, which is right to read at the library, Community Day, Safety Bill. Some more different calls we were on this last year. Inspection Bureau, that's become a pretty busy outfit. They did 63 building inspections this last year. That number is going to go probably way up this year, but this is just some of the different stuff we look for. Sprinkler systems, signage, where their connections are at, protection on the buildings where their meters are, fire lanes. This down here with the depot, that shows the Knox Box program, which we probably have probably 100 different businesses that participate in that. Training came out to about 58 hours per member in training this last year in fire EMS. This is just some of the drills that we did. That one up there was the tick camera. The one down at the bottom was water rescue using ropes and some different tanker trucks coming in, the different stuff that they haul and stuff going through that stuff. Fire Investigation Bureau. They're actually there digging through a house fire, looking for the cause. Every fire, we have to turn in a cause and origin to the state. State tracks all every fire that we go on and EMS call. Kevin Baldwin. Kevin retired this last year. Kevin had 44 years of service. Kevin was the City of Warville's first paramedic. Kevin was our EMS captain, and he was our EMS instructor. Captain Robert Evans has taken over his spot. Captain Evans is now in charge of the EMS Bureau, and Naren Compitano has gone and got his EMS instructor, so Naren is doing the, so they stepped up to the plate, and they're doing all the training and taking over that bureau. Just some of the officers, retired individuals. We'll come back to this. Station and the apparatus. Warville Firefighter Association, and I'm going to talk just a little bit about that. And right now, well, first off, you know, what we can't do what we do without the Warville Police Department. Councilman Handwerk and the Park Committee, we absolutely appreciate everything you guys do for us. It makes it to continue that the softball and the stuff is a destination tournament. Councilman Shanklin has been on board with us the last several years. He takes off vacation. He works, runs the field for us. The Orville Power, the line crew. Line crew comes and, you know, everything we need for our power, because we're setting up a small village down there for 5 days, and you know, this, we cannot do. Ryan Emmel in the street department, again, moving barricades, parade night, and everything that they do for us that, you know, that makes it the 4th of July what it is. And, you know, and the economic impact that this does for the area, and, you know, we're talking, you know, it's north of $8 million. This year, right now, for the 14U tournament, we have 125 registered teams coming. 105 have already paid. The 12U, which we run the weekend before, and we use that as a primer just to get all the bugs worked out, 51 teams are registered with 39 paid, and that one we only allow 40 teams in that because we keep everything in Orville for that. So it just kind of shows you what, you know, what that goes. And we had, like, you know, 6,330 hours, and that's volunteer time of our members to run that activity. So, you know, some of the different stuff. Now this year, we're shooting fireworks on July 6th, and that's a special date for a certain individual, and we've got a kind of a special show that's going to be going on for that, so. There'll be some special colored fireworks that are, and it might even have his name, we're not sure about that. Chuck Back's working on that. So, and I want to go back to right here. Kevin retired. We're going to be working with HR manager McFerrin and working on it. And we've been kind of holding off till we've gotten the staffing stuff rolling. But, you know, looking to get some, we're going to have to hire some individuals. So we'll be working on that. But 2023 Firefighter of the Year, Jeff Larson. Jeff, come on up. I can't say enough about this guy. Jeff is the 2023 Firefighter of the Year. Jeff joined the fire department in December of 73. He's an NFPA volunteer level firefighter. Jeff has provided the City of Warville with over 50 years of service. Jeff's a two-time winner of the award and also a Paul Powell Warville Citizen of the Year Award winner in 2007. I cannot emphasize enough the dedication that this member puts forth to the community and the fire department. 4th of July, what have you. So, Jeff.
Thank you for the chance to come here and your support for me. Yeah, this was a total surprise for me. I knew I was going to get my 50-year certificate, and back in August, I'd also thought about, well, maybe it's time to hang it up and retire. But when I got this, it totally floored me. It was very honoring. I just didn't know what to say. But one thing I want to do is I want to thank everybody here, everybody who's done anything with the progress of the fire department, because you're now filling in a childhood dream of mine, and that was to be able to be a firefighter and work out of the station. I did my first shift on September 11th of this year, and I'm doing now one day a week to help get maybe somebody else a day off or something like that, but I want to stay until we can get this thing rolling and then watch it go. So thank you very much for what you've done for me, because I really wanted that all my life. So thank you.
And with that, entertain any questions or try to answer anything, but pretty much everything in a nutshell. And like I said, our appreciation for what all you guys do for us it does not go unnoticed, and we could not do what we do without the support that we get from City Council and the City Administration. It is very much appreciated.
Chief, I have a question.
Yeah.
What do you attribute the 30-second reduction in response times for the off hours still coming from home?
Because, and what we're doing, that's a good question, what we're doing is what changed was, so the evening shifts and the weekend and holidays, you are signing up for a shift. So you are signed up, so we know who's on duty. So they know right that that crew's coming. So that's what we kind of attribute it to, that we have a set crew that's on and coming to the call. So as we move forward, you know, our goal is, you know, the weekends would be so we can, you know, obviously get that down in, you know, another 3.5 minutes down to the response times. But, you know, a lot of stuff still has to go, you know, and I know you guys did an ordinance at the last council that, you know, to start exploring, you know, for some funding from the government on for the renovation of the station, that kind of stuff. So we're a ways away from that phase, but the phase two, we're going to start working that in here very shortly. CJ.
I know we had talked the last couple of years about the collection percentage, and you showed 88%.
Yeah.
Is that just because we're now billing for everything, or what was the change that you made there?
Billing for everything, and we went from soft billing to our citizens. We are now hard billing everything across the board.
Okay.
And we did change some. We are now billing on car wrecks. Like I said, mentioned, we went on 54 car wrecks last year. We are now billing for scene safety, oil dry, stuff that we're using that we always used and we never did in the past. That is now allowable, so we are billing for that. And traffic control. So those are some of the things, you know, and their insurance company covers that kind of stuff. Gene does an excellent job of tracking on all that, working with Ohio Billing. Ohio Billing is our third-party billing agent for that stuff. So,
and I would say the Attorney General collections.
Yeah.
I think we're getting a lot more through the Attorney General collections.
That's great.
So, that's it, unless somebody has something. Yep.
I'd just like to say on a personal note, having had to call you guys 3 times this year, great job.
Thank you. Thank you. We got a great team.
I didn't want to say that.
We're working on all that stuff right now. We're out doing that stuff right now.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah.
Thank you. I didn't know that was an order, I had something.
Yeah, that's, you can see, I think last time we had Don plug it.
All right, thanks very much, Chief Bishop, for that report, or Mr. Worsen, for your 50 years of service to our community as a firefighter. Thank you. Do we have any comments for the good of the order? Yes,
I wanted to mention that the planning committee will meet Monday the 25th, directly after the utility board meeting, around 7, or whenever they're done. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? Hearing nothing, I will entertain a motion to adjourn. The squirrel moves. Mr. Lack seconds.
Lack.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Handler.
Yes.
Tisperis.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. The next regular meeting for Oroville City Council will be April 1st, 2024. We will have a planning committee meeting, as was just announced, on March 25th. Until then, our meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Good night.